Corresponding to Bavli's Rochim, Daf Pei Beis. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. The fourth wide line will be Pinchas Ben Yoya. With Pinchas Ben Yoya, Azel Echad Asa, Asen Legabe, Amulein, Achboe, Achel, Ibuan, Gazalehem, Vesamtun, Shom, Vesapsifun, Amulein, Yadin, Atun, Main, and Amun, Amulein, Loi, Amulein, Amud, Loi Metakna, Amulei, Oven, Vaoven, Vloi, and Choin. With Pinchas Ben Yoya once went to a certain place. The people there came to him and said, "Mice ate our produce." Rapinchas decreed that the mice should all gather together. They gathered and all began squeaking. He asked the townspeople, "Do you know what the mice are saying?" The people answered that they don't. He said, "The mice are saying that your produce isn't tithed, so they ate it to prevent you from transgressing the prohibition of eating tevel." They asked if they could appoint Rapinchas to do this. He separated the tithe for them, and the mice never came again to eat it. Meragle, Mindemalka, Sauke, Nafas, Valt, Chad Achbar, Asle Gabi Rapinchas Ben Yoy, Amalei Ma Anachave, Amalei Leshimcha Tava, Asis Gazele Hoin, Vesamtun, Chamechad Megabo Baasa, Amagabe Ahain, Nihu, Vegazule Opalta. The diamond of the king of Yishmael fell and was swallowed by a mouse, and the king came to Rapinchas Ben Yoy. Rapinchas said, "Am I a sorcerer that you're coming to me?" And the king said, "No, I'm coming to you because of your great reputation." Rapinchas decreed and the mice gathered together. He saw that one mouse had what appeared to be a hunchback. He said, "This one has a diamond." He decreed and the mouse spat it out. Rapinchas ben Yoya azel echad asa asun legabe amulei leif mavuan mesapik lan amulein dilma le asa metaknun amulei oven vaoven mesapik lahain. Rapinchas ben Yoya once went to a certain place and the people there complained to him that the spring that they used to irrigate their fields wasn't producing enough water. He said to them, "Perhaps you aren't tithing your produce," and they asked him to tithe for them, and he did, and from that point onwards the spring always produced enough water for everyone. Rapinchas ben Yoya have a azel lebeisvad, have a ginaya gavir, amale ginaya, ma'at manale, min bais, vada, upale kume, vava, amale tamidav, yachlin anan avun, amalein, man de yada benashe, dele akil, lebanash, min yisol, min yoyme, yavo, vele menake. Rapinchas ben Yoya was once going to the Beis Vav, which is the Beis Medrash, and the river was overflowing its banks. Rapinchas said to the river, "Why are you stopping me from going to the Beis Vav?" The river split for him, and he crossed it. His students asked him, "Can we also cross it?" And he answered them, "Whoever knows about himself that he has never disgraced another Jew, he may cross, and his merit in the next world will not be reduced." Rebbe Boy, Mishreich, Mitzah, Salag, Rapinchas ben Yoya, Legabe, Amalei, Ma, Ibuei, Avidin, Amalei Ulshin Yofois Maevoya Avidin, Amalei Ulshin Yofois Yada Rebbe Delethu Meskama Ime. The fact that keeping Shmittah nowadays is rabbinic, and because of the severity of the severe poverty of Klal Yisrael, Rebbe wanted to permit working the land in the Shmittah year. Rapinchas ben Yoya came to Rebbe, and Rebbe asked him the state of the produce in the fields. Rapinchas said that the endives were fine. Rebbe asked him again, and he gave the same answer. Rebbe understood that Rapinchas did not agree with him. Amalei Mishgo Rebbe, Lemechel, Emi, Tzivcha, Bata Yoima, Dein, Amalei In. Minachis, Chama, Mulvasa, De Rebbe, Kaiman. Amakolelein, Yudoi, Zonin, Eshed, Lechami, Sava, Avoy, Minkadoin, Azlin, Va'amun, Rebbe, Shalach, Rebbe, Boy, Mephaisesi. Rebbe invited him to his home to dine with him, and Rapinchas agreed. When he came, he saw the mules of Rebbe's house standing there, and he said, "Do all of these Jews mean that Rebbe sustained these mules that actually damage people? Brother, I don't eat with him, and he won't see the look on my face." When people heard this, they related to Rebbe, and Rebbe sent messengers to appease Rebbe Pinchas. Matun be gabe karte am bnei karte kovinli benachsu bnei karhatei ve'agfunoloi am aloin Rebbe by mfaisei shavkunei ve'azul loin am bnei didi kovinli nachases ishosem nishmaya ve'akafs eluya azun ve'amun Rebbe am hayo ve'loi zachinan nishpa minei ve'alma hadein nizker nishpa minei ve'alma da'asi. So when they came to a city, Rapinchas asked that the townspeople surround him so that the messengers wouldn't find him. The messengers told the townspeople that Rebbe had sent them to appease Rapinchas, so the townspeople dispersed. Fire came down from heaven and surrounded Rapinchas so that the messengers couldn't see him. The messengers went back to Rebbe and told him what happened, and Rebbe said, "Since we didn't merit becoming satiated from his goodness in this world, we will merit it in the world to come." Rebbe Chagai, B'shem Rishmul, Bar Nachman, Masa B'chaselecha, Jaya Choyfe, Boyois, Shichil Ma'ois, La'ivim, L'shavim, Pa'machas, Haise, Bitoi, Oiveris, Linasei, V'shat V'na'ar, V'havan, Kol Amma, Alin, L'gabe, Bayim, Menachmatei, V'l'kab, L'luya, Misnachma. Rebbe Chagai, quoting Rishmul, Bar Nachman, said that there was once a pious man who would dig pits, ditches, and caves for the passers-by to have drinking water. Once his daughter was passing by to get married, and she was washed away by the river. Everyone came to comfort him, but he didn't accept it. ארו רבי פנחס בן יוהי לגבי בואי מנחמתי ולקב ללויה מסנחמה. אמלוין דין הוא חסיד חוין, אמולי רבי כך וכך היה עושה כך וכך אירן. אמה אשר שהיה מכבד את בויורי במים והוא מקפחוי במים, מיד נפל כל הבור בעיר ועושה ביטוי של עושה איש. איסטה אמי בסיכסה איס אריס ואיסטה אמי מלאך יורד בדמוס ובפנחס בן יוהי והצילה. Pinchas ben Yair went to comfort this man, and he didn't accept it. Pinchas said to them, "Is this the pious man you spoke of?" They told him of the man's acts and what had happened to him, and Pinchas said, "It's not possible that a person could do something for the sake of heaven and be damaged from it." Immediately, a rumor spread throughout the city that the man's daughter had returned. Some say that she grabbed hold of a peg that appeared in the pit, and some say that an angel came down in the image of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair and saved her. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Rabbi Yosef, Ochol Balela, Shabbos, Pachas, Patura, Koimei, Amulei, Mao Kane, Amulei Tavlin, Shalti, Meshchinosi, Vole Asalte, Vihizke, Tinayin, Vala, Shulcha, Me'elov. The Pinchas ben Dosa sat down to eat his Friday night meal, and the table in the front of him caved in. He asked his wife about what had happened, and she said, "I borrowed spices from my neighbor, and I didn't tie them." Rabbi Chanina made a stipulation that the ma'aseh should take effect on someone else, and after Shabbos the table repaired itself because he hadn't become angry at his wife.
Rabbi Taufen have
a Yosef Ocho and Nafil Pituta Mine Amule Maokain Amule called them to Alti Vasisik Agabe Taurus. Rabbi Taufen sat down to eat and the roll he was eating fell from him. They asked what had happened and he said that he had borrowed a hatchet from an Amaretz and he had prepared Taurus with it without immersing it in a mikveh.